Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday night, or L'chav Beis Iyar. We are learning Dine Kadima B'brachas. It's going to get quite complicated, maybe. You got to hold Cheshbon, especially since we don't paskin. I mean, the Mishmura, I should say, doesn't paskin like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So there's a question of what comes first. You have different reasons to make different brachas. So in the first Sif, Siman Nun Hei, the first sif says he has a bunch of fruit in front of him and he wants to eat all of them. That's a common fallacy, I think, that there's no din. The din doesn't tell you what you have to eat. If you only want to eat what's last on the list, so you eat what's last on the list, and that's what you make a bracha on. It doesn't tell you what to eat. So, you know, let's say last on the list is the apple. And first comes the figs. Don't eat figs. Everybody says no more figs. Forget it. The figs and dates. Because I was just looking to.
Why no more figs?
You can't, because you can't tell what's a seed and what's a bug. So it's kind of too hard to check. You could theoretically, and he tells you how in his book, but he's saying it's getting much harder to. What? I don't know. You have to check. You can call him up. He has a phone number. He'll tell you everything. He's a rabbi. He's very good. He's no. But about this, that he says, don't even try to check. You have to ask him. I don't want to say because I don't know. So you have. So first of all, that's why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says v'rotz alecho mikulam. He wants to eat from all of them because that's when this din kicks in. Of which bracha has priority, or what should you make the bracha over? There's different issues. Which bracha has priority? Kol, Hadoma, Eitz, Hagofen, Mizonos. And if there's only one bracha being made, what should you make the bracha over? On the grape or on the apple? If you don't, you only have Eitz there, so what do you make the bracha over? You have an apple and a grape and an olive. And a tangerine, and you love tangerines. Okay. In Berchosan Shavos, if they're all the same bracha, it's a question of what you're making the bracha over. Which one is going to be the lucky fruit that the bracha, or the lucky vegetable, or the lucky cottage cheese, that you're going to make the bracha over, and be mostly everything else. Yivarech Halzeshu Chaviv Lo Vachaviv Bo Yoser, you go with Chaviv. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's what you usually prefer. You don't necessarily go with what you want to eat now. I like apples more than oranges. But right now, I want to eat I want to eat both. Again, if you only want to eat an orange, no one's going to say boo to you. But I want to eat both. Right now, I'm in the mood of an orange. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you make the bracha on the apple. You should make a bracha over the apple. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch doesn't explicitly say, but the Mishnah Berurah says you make a bracha on the what is usually chaviv to you. So I usually enjoy apples more than oranges, so you make a bracha on the apple, even though right now I'm in the mood of an orange. Again, if you're mood of only of an orange, so of course you eat the orange. That's what you make the bracha on. You can eat the orange and the apple, make the bracha on the orange. What? According to the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitzur Shulchan don't say what's usually chaviv. No, he doesn't talk about it. He just says, well, maybe it's a little mashma what's chaviv now. Al zeshu chaviv lo v'chaviv bo yoser. But it's not mukhrach. He could mean usually. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, you go with usually. It's a big chiddush. People forget that. They say chaviv is first, what I enjoy, so they think in the here and now that's what I enjoy. But the Mishmur Paskin is what you usually enjoy. In Bechosein Shavos, yeah, we're talking about Yivarech al Zeshu chaviv lo v'chaviv b'yoser. Vimshneim shaviv lo b'chavivus, azayim yesh, and chaviv trumps shivas haminim. You have an apple and a date, an apple and an olive. You eat the apple if that's what you enjoy. I mean, you make the bracha over the apple if that's what you enjoy. If it's the same, you have an apple and an olive and they're both the same, chavivus. So if there's a min shiva, like an apple and an olive, So you pinastapcha ben Eretz Yisrael. So that's what you make the bracha over. And even if it's only a chatzi pri, v'asher ein shleimus, which we'll see later, another quality that gets something the bracha is if it's a shalem. But again, so chavivus trumps everything. If they're both chaviv the same, they're both the same amount of chavivus, then the shivas aminim comes first, even trumping shalem. If you ain benamim in shiva, then a mechad shalem, mechad sheni shalem, shalem adif. That's a value. So according to the kitzah, your order is chaviv, shivas aminim, shalem. Right? You got that? Chaviv, that trumps everything. Shivas Haminim and Chaviv. According to the Mishnah Brura, first comes Shivas Haminim, then comes Shalem, then comes Chaviv. It's not the exact opposite order. According to the Kitzur, it's Chaviv, Shivas Haminim, Shalem. According to the Mishnah Brura, it's Shivas Haminim, Shalem, Chaviv. You usually like oranges, but you have a whole apple in front of you, it's a Shalem. And the orange, by mistake, was cut up in the kitchen. It's in quarters, or it's been taken apart already. You make the bracha over the apple, according to the Mishnah Brura. The quality of shalem is an objective quality, so you make the bracha over the apple. And if you have shivas haminim and chaviv, so according to the kitzur, you make over chaviv, you make apples. You make on the apples, not on the olives. And according to the Mishnah Brura, you make on the olives. Yep. And if it's a question of shalem or chaviv, so according to the Kitzur Shanarach, of course chaviv. And according to the Mishnah Brura, shalem is before chaviv. Okay.
So who do we
follow? Mishnah Brura. You go with the Mishnah Brura. We go with the Mishnah Brura. We're Mishnah Brura people. I feel bad for the kids of Shulchan Aruch, but Chayadim is like no one. Actually, Chayadim is quoted by the Mishnah Brura a lot. Kids of Shulchan Aruch does not quote, the Mishnah Brura does not quote kids of Shulchan Aruch that often at all. But Chayadim is constantly, you see how much weight he gives the Chayadim, the Mishnah Brura. What? The Mishnah Brura holds the first quality of Shivas Haminim. If you have the olives there, or dates, or figs, or pomegranates, blah, etc., that comes first. We're not even touching mazonos, by the way. Mazonos comes before ha'etz. We're not touching mazonos yet, or ha'gofen. It's another two brachas that we have to take into the mix. According to the Mishnah Brura, first comes the quality of Shivas Haminim, then comes the quality, and if they're all Shivas Haminim, or none of them are Shivas Haminim, so Sholem is a quality, if there's a whole thing there. And third is Chaviv, that you're stuffing your face, you enjoy it, okay? Now that's, till now we've been talking about they have the same bracha, and it's a question of what you're going to make the bracha over. V'chein amein b'chosei en shavos. Now your question of what bracha comes first, and they have to come another thing to think about. El eshechot b'chosei bar priyetz, v'chot b'chosei bar priyadoma, shesorach l'vorach al shneihem, obviously. So again, what comes first? You're not being motzi anything with the bracha you're making. You have to make a bracha on both. But what should you eat first? What should you bless Hashem for first? So again, chaviv wins. Chaviv wins. And in this case, the Mishnah Brura is maskim to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Chaviv, then shiva, and then shalem. And then eitz before hadam. That's last on the list. Okay, and the Mishnah Brura's chaylik, what comes first when you're being motzi the other fruit? What should you make the bracha on to be motzi? When it's just a question of kedima, what comes first? You're not being motzi anything else. So then, again, let's go over the order of motzi. Chaviv first again in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Brura's maskim, they say here on the bottom, they bring down. So in this case, when you're making a bracha on all the things, the question of what comes first, first comes chaviv, then comes shivas aminim, then comes shalem, and then eitz over hadamah, because it's more specific. Okay, stop here.